As I mentioned, we've got racing today at Gosford, and one gentleman who was very busy last year, I would imagine travelling, but also riding winners, was Jeff Penza. He's with me now. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Mate, I'm good. You must have travelled. How many Ks did you whack up on the car last year? Because you went everywhere.
Yeah, average about 80,000 every year, pretty much the same, believe it or not. So, yeah.
Jeff, that was a terrific year. I think you finished on top of the table for most winners for the state.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, very satisfying. Is that your best year ever?
It is. 136, that's my best winner-wise, for sure.
Gee, at the start of the season, did you set a target or have a goal in mind or not?
I always try to ride 100 winners. That's sort of like you don't like to fall short of that mark, especially if you've done it the previous year, and that was pretty much a target. But as the year went and I was sort of on top, coming the last probably month or so, I started to get a little bit excited, thinking it'd probably finish it on top, and yeah, that's how it was at the end, so it's very good.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I reckon the tax man would have been starting to get a bit excited the last bit too. I'll get my little whack out of Jeffrey here.
Yep.
Today sure. You get Summer's Bird in the third for Nick Mitchell. You won on this the other day at Newcastle. It goes quick.
Yeah, very quick horse. We left her to sort of take a sit off the tempo. She jumped quick, and before we knew it, she was travelling out wide, going forward in a hurry. She was going a bit too hard to restrain, so I let her stride up, but yeah, she won convincingly, and what noticed was Blinker's first time that day, so maybe it turned her form around a little bit. It was a strong win. A lot of tempo in this race today. Maybe we can have the opportunity to take a step from the wide alley.
Now, race four, this is a nice ride. Maria Victoria for John Sargent, the three-year-old Medagliadoro filly. It's had two trials and won them both.
Yeah, second trial looked real good. First one was okay, but I believe the second one, she set off the tempo a fair bit. Been a weaker trial, but looked like she was finished off super. Just doing it easy. Obviously, a horse on the way up.
GFM 8, you're riding for Gary Nixon in the fifth. It's had eight runs. Probably surprised it hasn't won a maiden yet.
Yeah, knocking on the door. It's rode last start. Gossett followed a favourite. Sort of got the run up the inside and just couldn't put it away, but got within a neck of the winner. So it was a decent run. Drawn out a little bit today, so hopefully a little bit of luck getting to a nice spot again.
All right, now you're on accolations for Louise Month, and this is sort of had it ran a nice trial back in February this year. Had a run at Hawkesbury, tipped out. It's had one run back, had another little let up. It's obviously had a few issues, you'd think.
Yeah, the trial was interesting. It actually led the trial when it won, but hasn't been able to get that position race day at all. Slow away first start and back again the other day. So I don't know if his horse is drawn out. Probably need to develop a bit of a race day pattern before I can do anything, but hopefully it improves today.
All right, and you're riding one for the Reverend, Evan Holland, one of the great gentlemen of racing in race seven, Wedding Kiss.
Yeah, Wedding Kiss had a few goes on his horse. It's been a while since it's won, but you don't know with Rev. Hopefully it's today's the day for it.
And you got a quiet day. Here goes Crook, and he's pulled out Pyramid Prince in the last.
Yes, early mark for me, so yeah. I'm
all right, what's your pick there today? Jeff, you got some nice rides. Is Maria Victoria one of the better ones?
Yes, yeah, probably a decent race. You know, the favourite there is going to be hard to beat from Nice Alley. Hopefully it does run a good race first up, but maybe Summer Bird might surprise me. So, yeah, that's your main two.
All right. Well, good luck and safe travels, because I said 80,000, you certainly chalk them up, don't you?
For sure.
All right. Good on you, Jeff. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Jeff Penza, good to catch up with him there. And he had a terrific year last year, an absolute beauty.